Hello again. Now, the fireworks arriving always remind me of just how deep we are into the early winter season. The surgery has been humming along. It's been quite busy in the week after half term too. Flu vaccination programme continues with no sign of any impending flu invasion from continental Europe and further east, thankfully. Don't forget the pneumonia jab though for the over 65s. And that's for those who are over 65 and with specific problems, which may lead to significantly reduced immunity and thus defence versus this commonly found in all social circles, pneumococcus bacteria. Just ask your practice about this one, if you're a flu jab and unaware of this related immunisation. Different to the flu vaccine, which requires subtle changes to keep it sort of annually up to speed, or at least every season, as the flu virus changes its clothes to try and fool our defences. This pneumonia jab is designed to be consistently able to persuade the body to generate adequate antibodies to these little strains of these very simple but potentially very nasty bacteria, the pneumococcus. You think it's the pneumonia jab, but it's actually not just pneumonia. It's pneumonia, but it's middle ear infections, it's sinusitis, but much more significantly, pneumococcal septicemia, pneumococcal meningitis. In total, some 23 varieties of this bug are accounted for by this particular vaccine. No, not just for the over 65s, but a variety of other souls carrying a wide spectrum of disorders, creating that susceptibility to particular bacterial infections. The weird one here are folks who have had their spleen removed, or it doesn't work properly, or potentially will become less functional in the future. Celiac disease sufferers come under this category, interestingly enough. But more obviously, long-term sufferers of chronic chest, heart, liver disorders would be another group, as well as, of course, diabetics. And another reasonably long list of other disorders, too. Interestingly, there are many strains of this bug which frequently sort of reside in our air passages, be it sort of the nose, the ears, the throat, the lungs. It's all sort of one long set of tubes. But even more pertinently, these other strains of up to 60 or so pneumococcal remain sort of susceptible to many standard antibiotics, thankfully. Now, that's all very well, of course. If you become infected with a strain of pneumococcus, you're blowing out or coughing up sort of horrible green yuck and all the rest of it, I won't spell it out. In other words, in well tried and tested fashion. Then you trundle off or contact the doctor or medical services, who may then issue appropriate therapies. There's a time frame to all this, of course. It tends to not happen at, say, 3 in the morning. You start treatment at 4 in the morning. Oh no, it takes a day or more, obviously, and sometimes longer. The real reason, though, that we suggest this type of vaccination is much more profound. It's to give your healthy, pre-any infection body version time to produce its own defence mechanism. This then gives you, if you're in that long list of more susceptible individuals, better defences when or if this resident pneumococcus comes calling. And it's everywhere in so many noses, coughs and sneezes. It decides to not only attack your nose and lungs, or even more nastily, your bloodstream. This leading to the now often muttered word, watchword nowadays, sepsis. Pneumococcal sepsis being particularly nasty with a very high mortality rate. It doesn't stand on ceremony, it's sudden, its arrival is just bang, flooding the body with infection and tough to defeat if it becomes well established. This is the real reason why we vaccinate. Not to ward off bouts of ear infections or coughs or colds, which is great, your standard bodily resources will sort of head this off at the pass, as they say. No, it's our old friend, the Pneumovax, and it's there to try and ward off the chances of developing pneumococcal septicemia. Adult version. Available usually as a one-off jab, no spleen or in a higher risk group, you may require the occasional booster every several years. Hope this informs some of you, as they say. Until next week, cheerio.